I'd like to start by thanking the police, not just for the work they've done today in securing the election, but for the work that they do every day in securing our communities. I'd like to thank the returning officer and all of our staff for the professional way in which the count was conducted. And particular thanks to my agent, Paul O'Kane, and my brilliant campaign team who have worked so hard, all sorts of weathers, over the past few weeks. You're a real tribute to the Labour Party, and I'll be forever indebted to the thousands of hours you put into the campaign. I'd also like to congratulate Kirsten for her victory, and David, Robert and Graham for the spirit in which the local campaign has been fought. As we all know, East Renfrewshire is unique in Scotland in its diversity, with a large Jewish community and a growing Muslim community, with housing schemes in some of the richest parts of Scotland within East Renfrewshire. It has been a real pleasure to represent our area in Parliament for the past 18 years. Kirsten, I know what it's like to come from behind in an election in this constituency, and I know that you will cherish the opportunity that your victory has provided you with. I wholeheartedly congratulate you and wish you every success in your parliamentary career and standing up for the people of East Renfrewshire. As well as having had the honour of representing East Renfrewshire in Parliament, I've also had the chance to serve in governments, Labour governments, and in the Cabinet under both Tony Blair and Gordon Brown. And I'm proud of those 13 years and how we changed our country for the better in an irreversible way. This is, of course, an enormous moment for the SNP, and no one can deny that. And I congratulate them more widely on their success this evening. With a victory on this scale, there also comes a responsibility. No one, of course, should ever confuse nationalism with our nation. No one should ever mistake their party for our country, because our history, our streets, our flag have never and will never belong to one political party or one political cause. And finally, it's proven hard to turn round years of difficulty with the Scottish Labour Party in just 5 short months. Tonight, Scotland has lost so many great members of Parliament from all across the country, and I'd like to pay tribute to each and every one of them. There will be more to say about this and what it means for Scotland in the days to come. But for me personally, and for the Scottish Labour Party, the fight goes on and our cause continues. I and hundreds of thousands of Scots, the length and breadth of our great country, still believe in the progressive policies that the Labour Party stands for, and I will continue to lead Scottish Labour as we fight for them. The party that has traditionally been the timeless champion of the underdog now finds itself in the position of being the underdog. But the Scottish Labour Party has been around for more than a century, and 100 years from tonight, we'll still be around. Scotland needs a strong Labour Party, and our fight back starts tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.